This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. More than 175 people have been killed in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo after heavy rainfall caused rivers to overflow and inundated villages. Reuters' Trevor Coral reports.
Flash floods in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo killed scores and destroyed buildings, forcing aid workers to stack mud-covered bodies on top of each other. The rainfall in South Kivu province caused rivers to overflow a day prior, inundating the villages of Bushushu and Nyamukubi. People were seen digging through the mud to recover bodies. Survivors gathered outside a wooden shed where Red Cross workers placed corpses on top of each other. Some describe unimaginable loss.
That was Trevor Carroll reporting for Reuters. Qatar flew a relief flight into Sudan carrying some 40 tons of food and left with 150 evacuees early Saturday as fighting continued between two generals vying for power in the African nation. The port city of Port Sudan, some 670 kilometers or 415 miles northeast of Sudan's violence-torn capital of Khartoum, has been spared in the fighting and has become one of the few safe transit points out of the country. Negotiations from the two warring sides took place on Saturday. Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida told South Koreans on Sunday his heart hurts when he thinks of suffering and pain during Japanese colonial rule. This nod to historical disputes that have soured relations between the two allies still falls short of an apology many are pushing for. Kishida was in Seoul for the first visit to the South Korean capital by a Japanese leader in 12 years, returning the trip South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol made to Tokyo in March. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Saturday urged all armed groups in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo to lay down their weapons, saying their presence was causing humanitarian tragedies and threatening regional security. Guterres was speaking at a meeting of regional leaders in the commercial capital of Burundi, convened to discuss the security situation in Congo, where armed groups have been blamed for violence and mass displacement of civilians. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday praised Israeli security forces after the killing of two Palestinian men during a military raid in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli military said Saturday that two gunmen were suspected of carrying out a shooting attack at a nearby Israeli settlement last week. An Israeli civilian was injured and vehicles were damaged during the shooting. The deaths raised to 104 the number of Palestinians killed by Israeli forces in the West Bank and East Jerusalem since the start of 2023. Russian forces are evacuating residents from the town that serves the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine, the Ukrainian military said on Sunday. Ukraine is expected to start soon a much-anticipated counteroffensive to retake Moscow-held territory, including the Zaporizhia region. The Ukrainian army conducted combat and radiation drills on Sunday on an undisclosed training ground in the Donetsk region, simulating attacks on Russian positions. The assault brigade fighters said they trained with thermobaric grenades that could kill the adversary in their trenches in an instant. A dress rehearsal for the Victory Day military parade took place in Moscow on Sunday with columns of military vehicles rolling through the streets of the Russian capital. The parade will take place at Moscow's Red Square on May 9th to celebrate 78 years since the defeat of Nazi Germany in 1945. A weekend-long celebration of the coronation of King Charles III continues with luncheons held throughout the UK and a concert at Windsor Castle. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
The festivities continue to support the newly crowned monarch, even as many have questioned the relevance of the crown and the cost of such a spectacle at a time when living costs are so high. The gilded spectacle of the king being crowned in an ancient religious ceremony at Westminster Abbey the day before takes a more down-to-earth turn, with picnics and street parties being planned across the UK. Events conclude with a concert featuring Katy Perry, Lionel Richie and the boy band Take That in the grounds of Windsor Castle. Charles de la Desma, London.
Diane Roberts, VOA News.